This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Rees, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Sharon Leidy. How are you, Sharon?
It's great to be with you, Robert. Thanks for having me today.
And Sharon is the CEO of the beloved The Vitamin Shop, but wait till you hear the story that she's gone through. So let's start off. It's Monday, August 27th. You become CEO of The Vitamin Shop, and you're there with a mandate from the board to transform the company. Talk about what your plan was moving in.
Well, the first thing I did when I joined The Vitamin Shop was I tried to learn everything I could about the organization first. You know, the organization's been around since 1977, so clearly there are a lot of things that have gone well at The Vitamin Shop for many, many years. Actually, it started before I joined the organization. I actually interviewed all of the board members after that I had been selected to find out why they, what they saw in the business, what they saw as the areas of opportunities, where what they saw were some of the challenges in the organization, and how I could impact that quickly. Because in any transformation of an organization, you know, you want to get some quick wins. And so really understanding your board was incredibly important. We also had activists on our board. And so what their role was, and in terms of what they were looking for, was in some cases a little different than some of the board members that had been part of the organization for a long period of time. So really understanding, I think, as a CEO, the constituents, because you have lots of them as a CEO, is very important. So I did that actually before I started. When I joined the organization, you do all the typical things that you do when you start in a company. But in week two, I actually spent my time out in the field in the stores because I really needed to understand the view from a customer. What was the customer seeing? What was the customer doing? And the only way that I was going to learn that is if I got to experience it myself. So I actually spent time in the store, worked in the store, traveled with district sales managers, got to be and experience our distribution center.
And when you worked in the store, did customers know that you were CEO?
No. No, absolutely not. No. You have to, in my view, you have to really understand and you have to experience just like a customer would, because you, that's the only way you'll really understand. And the great thing about it is that you get some great unsolicited feedback and you get unfiltered feedback. And so it was extremely helpful for me to understand from what the customer was seeing, both not just in the store, but how, you know, part of one of the things that I had to do when I joined the organization was a whole focus on digital. And digital is not e-commerce. Digital was how people consume and transact and mm-hmm. engage with businesses. And that was a major definition shift and executional tactic that we had to take on in terms of strategically how do we think about digital? How does digital become a part of who we are and what we do so that we could transform the organization for the consumer of today? So that's kind of how I really got started to learn the business as quick as I could. That allowed me to kind of have a really good understanding of what we needed to accomplish so that I could then share that with our board of directors in our first board meeting.
And let's fast forward to transaction. What did you learn from that?
Well, you know, there aren't, I don't think there's too many new CEOs, especially I'm a first-time CEO. So to be able to come
But you were president of Godiva, so, you know, you were in leadership roles before.
That's true. Yes, that is true. But nevertheless, it was my first time and, you know, dealing with shareholders in the way that I had and analysts and things of that nature. And then one of our shareholders, Vintage Capital, actually purchased the Vitamin Shop. That transaction closed in December of 2019. And so it was a great learning experience to go through the transaction, to understand what it means to kind of pitch the company, if you will, and why someone should be interested in us and what I believed was important for the growth of the organization.
Biggest lesson you learned through that process?
Great question. The biggest thing I learned was I had to convey the story of why the Vitamin Shop why they wanted the Vitamin Shoppe. What made it a great company for them to invest their capital in? And not assuming anything. Like you, the explanations why you have to do, because again, you've got people coming at the transaction in a very different way. And, you know, I've been born and raised in retail my entire life, and I've only worked for public companies. And so understanding what investors are looking for versus the way public markets look at retail companies was a whole brand new experience for me. And I'm, by the way, I haven't mastered it. I'm still learning every single day about the way, you know, analysts and the way a private equity firm would look at a company. That is was an incredibly new education for me.
So first thing, what we're hearing from everyone is that you love learning. And
I do.
That's why you actually went to the store and you played the role and you learned from customers. And then you also learned from investors. Now you went into probably the ultimate learning experience, because about 4 months after that, here we are in a pandemic, and it's no surprise retail was decimated. You're in an industry, there's no way you have that in a business plan. Like, what did Mike Tyson said, all business plans are great until you get punched in the mouth, right?
Yeah.
And that's what really happened. How did you manage that?
Well, Robert, I think that, you know, there was no rule book or, you know, guidelines for how any company was to navigate COVID-19, and we're still learning through it today. I think for us, the way we looked at it and the way we tackled it was, you know, we've spent a lot of time over the last, what I would say now, it would have been 18 months since I joined the organization, on building an organizational culture where we really relied on experts and the people that we have in their roles to do the jobs that we've asked them to do. When COVID-19 hit, we set up, like I'm sure many organizations did, kind of a COVID task force, you know, where people would, you know, key leaders would come together and talk about things on a day-to-day basis. For retailers, there was this whole conversation and the actions around what it meant to be an essential retailer. And if you weren't essential, you had to close. And so we had to prove to the authorities in multiple jurisdictions, first and foremost, that we could be essential, which we did in most municipalities. In some cases, we didn't, and we did have stores closed. But I think the thing that really got us through it is the group that we assembled, which was our COVID-19 task force. And the way we assembled it, it was with a customer lens. So we looked, and I think about customers in twofold. There's the external customer, that is the paying public, that puts the money in the registers and buys your product and, you know, drives the top line and drives your profitability. And then there's the internal customer. And the internal customer is the people that make that experience for the external customer worthwhile and helps you really drive and make your business successful and be a part of that success. And when we built the COVID-19 task force, we looked at it from the consumer lens. What was going on in the customer's mind at that particular time? What was going on in social media? What was going on? What was the mindset of that customer? Then how was that translating to the internal customer? And those individuals, people like our marketing team was on that. Yes, we had our distribution center for sure. You know, how's the product getting to the stores? The operators, are the stores getting opened? But our chief people officer, our head of HR was on that. So those are the traditional roles that you would expect on something like this when we're going through a major challenge in an organization. But we had our head of PR on this call. We had our head of marketing on the call. We had our head of content on the call, because those people drive our external messaging to our external customer about what's going on, so we could communicate with that customer. So by providing people that are close to our consumers, internal and external, it allowed us to put a plan together, and it changed often. It changed, regularly,
Sharon,
all the time.
I have to interrupt you right here because we're about to take a break. for a commercial, but when we come back, we're going to talk with Sharon Leidy, and we're going to find out her unique strategy on building an executive team. And stay tuned, because this is different than you've heard from others. Back in a few.
Hi, I'm Robert Reese, and I want to personally thank you for listening to the CEO Show. In 2007, I had a vision, and I started interviewing CEOs because I believe CEOs had the answers that could help all of us to both building businesses and to personal success. But there was really nowhere to hear their unfiltered secrets. So anytime you want to listen commercial-free to CEOs from the founder of the Home Depot, of JetBlue, Build-A-Bear, Chobani, and hundreds more, just go to CEOshow.com and you could listen commercial-free. I'd love to hear your personal feedback also. So if you have any recommendations of CEO guests you'd like to hear, you want to receive our free weekly newsletter, or you have any recommendations on how we could best serve you, our listener, just email John at theceoforumgroup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We interview the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Sharon Leidy, who is the CEO of The Vitamin Shoppe. We've been hearing about, during the pandemic, how you were getting results, how you were engaged in your team. Talk about, first, what you were proudest of what you did during the pandemic in transformation. And then I want to go into your unique model of building a leadership team that I think everyone will really want to hear.
Well, one of the things, as I shared before the break, was the ability to kind of bring this team of people together to really understand what was going on with the consumer, both internal and external. And I think that, you know, as we devised that plan, communicating and having that plan and communicating it often was critical. The alignment of the organization working towards a common goal was certainly probably more critical than ever because we were moving so quickly. And I think when I think about one of the things I'm most proud of through this time is really how the organization came together. And I mean everyone, from our distribution associate who got those e-commerce orders as fast as they possibly could, to the store associate that was involved in, you know, opening a store, closing a store, changing hours, really being there for the consumer and serving the communities, you know, locally, you know, to help them with their immune needs and those types of efforts, to all of the things that our support center team did to make sure that our stores and our DCs were supported so that we could in turn do what we needed to do to take care of our customers. That's probably the biggest thing that I'm most proud of. And the level of discretionary effort that we got from people was just extraordinary. Super
Any
proud of our team.
Any practices that you have that other CEOs could learn from?
Well, through this time in particular, I would say some of the communication efforts that we did. I mean, I was communicating so frequently. I've learned how to now do all of my own YouTube videos so that I was communicating from my backyard. I went to the back room of a store and communicated and did, and you could tell it was me because I was pushing the on and off button, you know, when the video was being played. But I think it was making sure that you stay as close to your people as possible, try to understand what they're going through, understand that everybody is dealing with this particular pandemic in their way and not any of us, is impacted in the same way.
And really, I've said before, I see this year as a combination of 1918, 1929, and 1968 all wrapped into one. You did some tremendous efforts on diversity and inclusion also. Talk about what you did there.
So when all of the actions were going on with the Black Lives Matter, we did put in a diversity and inclusion team that we gathered from across the organization. So it really became a peer-to-peer activity. We took a stand. We have a diverse organization, in particular in our stores and in our distribution centers. We have some work to do in our corporate office, and we absolutely plan to do and will continue to do everything to be a part of leading this initiative. We think it's really important to ensure that we represent and we look like the communities that we serve.
So let's go into something that CEOs will really want to hear from. You have a unique philosophy on how you put together your executive team and how they work together functionally. Talk through that, because we have 600,000 CEOs listening in. I think a lot of them can learn a lot from this.
So talent for me is, I believe, the most important part of my job. Making sure that you surround yourself with the best talent possible is important. In today's retail environment in particular, retail has changed pretty dramatically. And it's important that you put an executive team together that not only has the functional expertise, which is the job that you hire them to do, but you bring leaders in that have broadened skill sets, because it's really important that they can weigh in or contribute in a much broader sense. So, for example, our chief financial officer has a terrific financial background, but she also ran a digital business. She ran new business development. So she has she also ran planning and allocations at one time. So she has a much broader skill set about how the business should operate. In addition, our latest hire, our head of merchandising, has a marketing background. She has a merchandising background and a marketing background. She has also run a digital business. So I think it's so important that you absolutely bring in experts that can manage their functional, what you bring them in terms of their functional expertise. But for them to be rounded out and have more of that general operations experience. But the one thing that is a thread for every single one of my executive teams is they all are rooted in the customer. What's most important for the customer and how what they do shapes that experience. And the other component, which I think is a cultural component, is that we're all in this together. And when I hire people, it's very clear culturally that, you know, you have to, your ego will not help the organization more broadly. It has to be about the entire organization. So I firmly believe that, and I believe the organization wins, and most importantly, the customer wins.
Well, I commend you on that. What did Lennon say? There are decades where weeks happen, and there are weeks where decades happen, and you've gone through that model. So I have one further question for you, Sharon, which is the future of the Vitamin Shoppe. What are you excited about now? And now you've sort of stabilized everything several times within like 2 years.
We have certainly lots more to do as it relates to making sure that we continue to be a viable and a growing business for the future consumers of the Vitamin Shoppe. When I look ahead, I'm really most excited about the great work that our merchant team is doing around innovation. As we think about some of the great innovative products, some of the collaborations that we're in process. Well, I have to leave a little bit of mystique there, Robert, around what's to come, but you'll see it very soon. We're very excited about, some of these new partnerships that we're building right now. I think many of your viewers may know that we had an initial relationship with LA Fitness, and we're very excited because, again, it was meeting the customer where they are. Unfortunately, the gym's closed, so that is, it's a great idea, wrong time, unfortunately. But we are very excited about continuing to expand our business outside of the traditional four walls of retail, meaning brick and mortar and e-commerce, and again, meeting the customer where they are. We're also very excited about some of the technology initiatives that we're doing. I mean, we've accelerated some of the things on the digital side that I talked about earlier, about what we needed to do when I joined the organization. But even as recently as our exclusive relationship with Instacart that we just put in play less than a month ago, we're very excited about that, as well as the additional initiatives that we're doing around mobile POS and, again, bringing the Vitamin Shoppe to the customer, not necessarily that the customer has to always physically come to us. And so we're very excited about the future and how we can continue to evolve the Vitamin Shoppe for the generations to come.
And on that note, Sharon, a pleasure having you on the CEO show.
It was great to be here. Thank you for having me.
And everyone, listen, think about understanding your constituencies, whoever they are, and align everyone around the customer. And if you're able, have people, your senior executive team, to have numerous different disciplines so they integrate better.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Rees, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Kelly Caruso. How are you, Kelly?
I'm great, Robert. It's a pleasure to be here today, so thank you for inviting me.
And Kelly is the CEO of Shipt, and this is one of the most interesting companies. We're going to talk about how she became CEO, but then the role of Shipt in the pandemic, and then we're going to talk about holiday shopping, is this will be different than any holiday, obviously, we've ever seen. And the fourth is something that you all know I am super passionate about. We're going to talk about the future of business and for women and how we get more women in the CEO role. So let's start. First, tell everyone, and most people probably know, what Shipt is.
Yes. Simply put, at Shipt, we bring the store to your door. We are a same-day delivery service that operates in 5,000 markets. We cover about 80% of the U.S. market. We have a platform where over 100 retailers are on our marketplace, and we have over 200,000 shoppers doing the shops for our customers.
And with this, talk about how the model emerged from Target.
We are a company that was founded in 2014 in Birmingham, Alabama. We grew intentionally different than other same-day delivery services in the space. And by that, I mean we started in the southeastern region of the United States. We grew up through the Midwest and expanded into markets that were more mid-sized. Over time, we absolutely have expanded into both the East and the West Coast. And we were acquired by Target in December of 2017. And since that time, we grew exponentially, and it really helped set us up for what has been a year like no other coming into 2020.
Okay, before we go into the pandemic, let's just talk about you. Let's talk about Kelly. You've been with Target, I think, about 15 years, and all of a sudden, what happened? Why they said, Kelly, you're going to be CEO?
Yes, absolutely. I would say I'd been a Shipt member before I was the Shipt CEO. And so my experience with Shipt was life-changing. I can absolutely remember the first time I placed my first Shipt order, and it was on a snowy Saturday morning in Minneapolis. And I was looking at a couple of hours of going to my normal routine of Target to get that week's shop done. But instead, I leveraged Shipt. And so that morning, where I would have normally been trudging through snow, I had the opportunity to have my groceries delivered, and I spent time making brunch for my family. And in that moment, I had this feeling of, oh my gosh, this is such a valuable proposition to so many families across the U.S., giving us back time to do what really matters most. And so when the opportunity to lead Shipt and become a CEO was presented, unquestionably, my answer was yes. And I think what made me the right leader, right choice at this time for Shipt was a couple of things. Number one, I'd had a proven track record of getting outside of my comfort zone, of really leveraging my curiosity to learn new business models, and was willing to make changes and try new things and break paradigms. Previous to Shipt, I'd run other subsidiaries of Target before on a global basis, and so this was a new opportunity for me.
And you moved your whole family to Alabama.
We did. At the time, my youngest was a junior in high school. And you know, that's a tough year to ask a kid to move. My husband had a job he loved. And so I asked both of them to support me in this journey. And I've got amazing male allyship in my own home. And they said yes. And so we moved to Birmingham, Alabama. And it has been such a great pleasure to become part of this community. What I would say, and many have heard me say this, Southern hospitality is real, and we have really enjoyed joining this community.
Well, that's great. So let's just talk about the concept of how does logistically same-day delivery work? And after this, we're going to go into the pandemic and for real-life examples, but how do you get same-day delivery?
Robert, it's a pretty easy process. We have a marketplace, and many of our customers come in through our marketplace. On our marketplace, depending on the zip code you live in, is a host of retailers. For us, we know a great market consists of a general merchandiser, is anchored to a great general merchandiser. Think Meijer, Costco, and Target. On top of that, we layer on the most regionally relevant grocer. Publix, HEB, Hy-Vee are examples of that. And then on top of that, we've got vertical retailers. Think Petco, CVS, or Office Depot. And that really creates an opportunity for our customers to get everything they need brought to their door. So they place an order at one of the retailers. Our shoppers claim that order. They go do the shop. And when we are looking for shoppers to allow onto our platform, there are really three attributes that we are looking for. Number one, they have to know how to shop. They have to understand the difference of why a customer might want a yellow banana versus a green banana and what that means. Secondly, they have to be strong communicators. There is a lot of back and forth that happens with the shop to ensure that the shoppers get it exactly as if the customer had shopped for themselves. While we leverage technology, we believe strongly that technology without the human element simply isn't relevant. So they have to be strong communicators. And lastly, they have to have this sensibility of a willingness to go above and beyond to truly do whatever it takes to get that shopped exactly right. And so that is the profile for our shoppers. They go out, they shop the shop, they deliver it to the customers, and they do it flawlessly and seamlessly time after time after time. After it's been delivered, our customers have an opportunity to rate the shoppers and really give them some good feedback on what they loved about it or where there's opportunity for improvement. And we leverage that feedback loop to make sure that we are constantly improving our experience for our customers, but also for our shoppers.
Do you have different shoppers that work with different styles of people, or is it just people are really good or not good? Because you've told me in the past that, you know, that the shoppers are really your secret sauce.
They are. Undeniably, they are a secret sauce, and they help bring the magic and bring our purpose to life every single time. And so what we want to do is create that relevant human connection. And so if a customer had a really good experience with the shopper and has rated them high and provided great feedback, we want to really nurture that relationship and make sure that any time a customer places an order, that that order is first offered to the shopper that they've got experience with and have a relationship with. And what I would also share, Robert, is recently one of my friends shared with me this insight that said, at Shipt, we don't have a shopper network. We have a care network because our shoppers care so deeply and go above and beyond. There are so many anecdotes that I could share on how shoppers made somebody's day.
That is great. So now comes the pandemic, and I do have to say, you've only 2 minutes right now till break, but talk about what happens to Shipt during the pandemic.
Yes. So overnight, our business model drastically changes. The demand for our business spikes up to three times what normal demand would look like. We need to focus on a couple of things quickly. Number one, doubling our shopper community from 100,000 to 200,000 to ensure that we can meet the demand. Secondly, and most importantly, we have to make it safe for both our customers and our shoppers. So we launch contactless delivery, and we ensure that our shoppers have the protective equipment that they need, masks, gloves, hand sanitizer to do the shops. Lastly, our shoppers are on the front line, and during the months of March, April, and May, they're out shopping tremendously. And for those shoppers that were our top shoppers, we gave them spot bonuses of anywhere from $50 to $200 to really say thank you and show our appreciation. Lastly, we give them financial assistance. Any shopper that's been diagnosed with COVID or has a family member and they need to self-quarantine, we've been providing 14 days of pay plus tips. All of that costs us tens of millions of dollars, but we would do every single time because it is about investing in people and making sure our shoppers know we value them and we appreciate everything they've been doing.
It's fantastic. And you've over 200,000 shoppers, I know. And
200,000 and growing.
So, and talk about growing. We're going to take a commercial break now. When we come back, we're going to talk about the growth of what this holiday season will be like. None like it in our recent memory. Back in a few.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions, 06604, is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions, 06604. Call us at 203-522-8800.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking ExtendoVite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Robert Greece on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Kelly Caruso, who is the CEO of The Famous Ship. We've talked about your 200,000 and growing shoppers who make things really work. And I mean, for the elderly, I think this is a huge thing. But let's now talk about, we're moving into holiday season. How is Ship going to work during this holiday season?
We know, like you said, this is going to be a fourth quarter like none that we've seen before. And between my own retail experience and the team around me, we've added a lot more retail expertise into our executive ranks at Shipt. And together we've crafted a playbook that we think definitely sets us apart heading into the holiday season. And so it starts with this. We've been adding more and more retailers onto our marketplace. We see Shipt as a retailer's secret weapon. As more and more retailers have seen their sales shift out of stores and online, they need partners in last mile delivery that can not only deliver the product to their customers, but also be a brand ambassador. And at Shipt, we are with our shoppers. We are well positioned to do just that. We see ourselves as an enhancement to the in-store experience, not a replacement for it. I talked a little bit about the shopper profile that we are looking for. Our shoppers are uniquely positioned to be able to shop for not just groceries and household essentials, which are really important, but all the other things that go along with holiday gift giving. We've recently added Bed Bath & Beyond and Best Buy, to name a few, to our platform. And it is going to be important that our shoppers leverage those retailers to deliver holiday goods.
I have to interrupt. So I'm imagining, you know what Christmas shopping and everything going on is, and it's about long lines, and no one wants to be in long lines, especially with COVID. So how do you deal with that? What's your role there?
Yes, we are expanding our shoppers from 200,000 to 300,000. So we are actively recruiting more shoppers to our platform, and it's a great opportunity to offer workers across the United States a way to earn flexible income, especially going into the holiday season. Secondly, we are continuing to add more and more retailers to ensure that we've got the mix of retailers that matter most to our customers and to ensure that they're up to speed. Every time a customer goes and opens the app or gets onto our marketplace, we're giving them an update on all the new retailers that we've added. Lastly, and this we have heard from our members, and in particular our new customers, our new members, if you will, they want to have a sense of confidence after they've placed their order of what's going on. And so on our product features, we've launched more details into order tracking so our members can see exactly what's going on with their order.
So if someone wants to become a shopper or they want to they could just download the app, by the way, anyone who wants it, right? And how you download the app is, you spell it, please, S-H-I-P-T.
Correct.
And what if someone wants to become a shopper? They're like, I really know how to shop. I love people. I love finding the bargains, the whole thing. How do they get in touch with you?
They can go onto our website, SHIPT.com and apply to be a shopper. We ask them some questions and take a video chat with them. We then later review the video chat and assess for those three attributes I talked about, their ability to shop, their ability to communicate, and their ability to really go above and beyond and deliver on our brand promise. We allow about 3 out of 10 applicants onto our platform. We are incredibly choosy in ensuring who is on our platform because they are so important to the Shipt experience. And again, they are brand ambassador, not just for Shipt, but for all the retail partners that we work with.
Great. What an exciting time this will be. You're doing such a service, but let's just talk about your take on the importance of women in business at executive levels.
Yes, yes. It is a subject, Robert, that I am incredibly passionate about. So let's start with the facts. And the facts are this. There are roughly 6 to 7% of Fortune 500 or S&P 500 CEOs that are women. 6 to 7%. And women represent 50% of the population. There is not nearly enough female leadership at all levels, frankly. We also know that women are 4 times more likely to leave the workforce for many different reasons, even though they aspire to have those positions of leadership. So lastly, we know that businesses do better when there is diversity of thought around the table in the C-suite. They have better top-line growth and they have better profitability results. So from my opinion and my perspective, there are really 3 things that need to change to have more females in leadership positions in the U.S. And it starts with this. Number one, there needs to be equitable opportunities for women to really grow and develop their careers through meaningful roles and experiences. And what I mean by equitable opportunities is we know that not all women can move overseas or that can make a big move and uproot their family. I was lucky in my ability to take on some of those roles because I had a husband and kids that were willing to. Not everybody's going to be in that position. So when that happens, what will be an alternative opportunity that gives them big experience in running P&Ls, in running core operations, in having global experiences if that is feasible? What do those opportunities look like and how are they given those opportunities in a way that will meet their needs? Secondly, it is about mentorship, sponsorship, and male allyship. And those are not the same things.
Not strong enough at all right now.
Right. I am a product of sponsors who helped me throughout my career. And my boss currently is the epitome of what male allyship needs to look like. That needs to be not just that needs to be integrated into corporations and organizations. And the last thing I would say is the engagement drivers need to be there. And by that, I'm talking about women need to feel valued and included. This happens through recognition, through support, through resources. It is tough to be a working parent and have a and put your all into your career. And so you need those resources and you need to feel valued to make that happen. If those 3 things exist, undeniably, more and more women will ascend into the higher ranks and into the C-suites across the U.S. And I would say that needs to happen for all women, but it needs to be even more for women of color. The numbers are worse for women of color, and we have got to support those women and give them even more opportunities to succeed.
And there you have it. Just great having you on the CEO show.
Thank you, Robert. It was a pleasure to be here this morning.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.